Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. This morning, starting at 2:41 a.m, there was a minor partial lunar eclipse, visible from Cape Town, to coincide with the full moon. The maximum eclipse was at 4:44 a.m, and it all ended as the moon set with the sunrise at 10:07. Partial lunar eclipses tend not to be very spectacular, plus it was due to be cloudy, so I wasn't going to insist you all got up to witness this at an inhospitable hour. A partial lunar eclipse is where the Earth's shadow doesn't entirely cover the moon, and in fact, we would have only seen 3.5% of the moon covered. This would have been difficult to spot even if there were no clouds. Never mind. On the 14th of March next year, there will be what's called a penumbral lunar eclipse, which will also be underwhelming. But on the 7th of September next year, we will be treated to a total lunar eclipse after sunset at a charitable time of the evening. Then maximum eclipse will be at 11 minutes past 8, when the moon is closest to the centre of the Earth's shadow. There will be two partial lunar eclipses in 2026, but we'll have to wait until 2030 for an even partial solar eclipse, although that one should be pretty good, and it's happening on the 25th of November, so there's a good chance the clouds will stay away. So only 6 years to wait for a partial solar eclipse. We may not be around to witness the next total solar eclipse visible from Cape Town, which is not due until 2046, but there'll be plenty of other things to see in the night sky, and as usual, best to get to a dark spot. Saturn is bright at the moment and up all night. It's a good time to look at Saturn. Even through a small telescope, you'll see its jaunty rings. Jupiter won't rise until after 1 a.m, Mars after 2:30 a.m, and Venus sets early, chasing the sun down after sunset in the west. Astronauts on the International Space Station see 16 sunrises every day. Imagine that, as they circle the Earth every 90 minutes. Nuts! Astronauts who witness solar eclipses do so from the International Space Station, but instead of looking at the sun, they look down at the Earth to observe a solar eclipse. What they see is a dark spot moving over the surface of the Earth. How spooky! There's been a lot of publicity lately about the astronauts Sunita Williams and Barry Wilmore, who were due to return in a Boeing Starliner spacecraft a week or so after lifting off from Earth on the 5th of June this year to the International Space Station. They will now return not until February next year in a SpaceX Dragon craft, and this is owing to technical problems with the new Boeing Starliner, leaks in its propulsion system and some of its thrusters shutting down. The Starliner did return to Earth, but NASA had decided the journey was too risky. So the astronauts Williams and Wilmore aren't exactly alone. They're sharing the facilities with 7 other astronauts from other missions, 4 of them fellow Americans and 3 of them Russians. There are reserve supplies up there to keep astronauts going, and the space station has its own oxygen-generating systems, and half of the oxygen exhaled from carbon dioxide is actually recovered. As for water, the station has a urine into drinking water recycling system, how lovely, and part of that system also captures moisture released into the cabin air from the crew's breath and sweat. Other well-publicised space news is that Polaris Dawn has splashed down on the 15th of September after 5 days in space, and that represented the first commercial spacewalk. Well, somebody sort of popped out of the top and had a look around. So this was to test new spacesuits and to set more precedents for private endeavour in space. Jared Isaacman was the astronaut, and he became the first non-professional astronaut to walk in space. He's worth an estimated couple of billion dollars and made his fortune from a payment processing company called Shift for Payments, which he founded in 1999, aged 16, from his parents' basement. Polaris Dawn is not Mr. Isaacman's first space mission. In 2021, he bankrolled and led the first private all-civilian team to ever orbit the Earth. So we can look forward to more commercial and private space endeavours. Who knows what's going to happen next up there in space. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.